Right, so those last few videos went off in a bit of an abstract direction. Now we're just going to come back to the idea of self-awareness. Now, I have mentioned some countercultural things, such as the greatest problem that we have in life is the way we feel, it's our emotions. And if you think about it, this is very, very true. Now, I'm going to explain all of this in more detail throughout the next few videos so that you understand what I understand, so that we can come together in complete agreement, because that would be nice, wouldn't it? Now, what I really want to do here is just, more than anything else, help you to become more aware of what's happening inside of you. Now, you may or may not be aware that I've sworn a couple of times throughout this course. I've said some profanities. Now, some people might be thinking to themselves, Kane, you're so unprofessional, you're just not a good life coach and all that sort of thing. I'm just unconventional, people, just unconventional, but I do get some pretty good results, all right? Generally, I haven't lost anyone yet. What I would like to do in this video is say some words to you. I want to say some things, all right, which are going to offend some people. Now, just to be clear, because there's no such thing as a bad intention, my reason for saying the words that I'm about to say is not to offend. It's not to be seen as extreme, it's not for any selfish purposes. The reasons I'm going to say the words that I'm about to say are for the sole purpose of helping you to focus in on yourself and just become aware of how it is that you're responding to the things that I'm saying. Because if you think about it, I am not inside of you. That could be taken in quite a few crude ways, couldn't it? But I'm definitely not. I'm not inside of you in any way whatsoever. I'm at this side of the screen. So realistically, I can't put my hands inside of you and make you feel anything, right? I'm not waving a magic wand. But if I say some things that spark a feeling or emotion in you, then that's got nothing to do with me, because I'm apart from you. I'm responsible for me and my emotions, you're responsible for you and yours. So this is kind of the first step that we can take towards developing this degree of self-awareness, because self-awareness leads very nicely onto developing self-control. Self-control, which we'll find in mature men and women who pursue a life of character. And all of this will make a bit more sense in a few videos' time too, I promise. Right, so I'm going to say some words, not to offend, but they may offend, all right? All I want you to do here is just be aware of how it is that you're feeling and what's going on inside of you. Are you ready? Cool, let's go. Rapist. Pedophile. Sicko. Junkie. Prostitute. Fuck. Bastard. I hate you. I can't stand you. You disgust me. I despise you. I just wish that you would fucking die. You are an oxygen thief. Flowers. Chocolate. Musicals, going to the cinema, a nice woolen jumper that's made from sheep, and sheep live in the fields, and they eat grass, so that we can eat sheep, we can eat meat, the meat from sheep. We are carnivores. Carnivores, meat eaters, prey, religion, terrorists, extremists, Christian, Muslim, God. Now, what's just happened inside of you? I bet if you weren't being influenced by any other external factors and you were really focused in on what I was saying and how I was saying what I was saying, you would have had some sort of emotional reaction going on. Now, to be honest with you here, it doesn't really matter what was going on, because for illustration purposes, all I've really wanted to do in this video is just help you to become aware that as I said some different, very contrasting words, you just had an emotional response. Now, if you weren't paying full attention, you might not have had the response that I would expect you to have through a video like this. And if that's the case, then go back and watch it all over again. But if you have had a response, then hopefully this has just helped you to become slightly more aware that I am completely a part of you. And although I've said some stuff, I've said some words that you may have liked, some words that you may not have liked, the emotions happened inside of you. I didn't make you feel that way. You chose to respond to the words that I was saying. Self-awareness leads us nicely onto self-control. Because when we're able to control ourselves emotionally, this sets us up on a pedestal of influence, in a place where we're actually positively able to influence the lives of other people, which we're going to have to do if we want to coach them effectively. So in the next video, I'm going to start unpacking this whole idea of emotions. We're going to look at where they come from and how they can more effectively be managed in ourselves first and foremost, in view of us getting out there and coaching other people through the exact same process. So that's it for now. I look forward to seeing you in the next video.